And so when students come into the center, what seems to be the primary focus of their concerns?
So right now, the majority of the inquiries that I've received are for DACA renewal. So because of the injunction, we do have several students who've come in and just said, okay, how can we go ahead and renew? We weren't able to do it back in September because maybe they expired in July, or some of the ones I've talked to, you know, early fall. And so now they're able to go ahead and renew. And then for our students that don't have DACA, finding out what's going to be happening for them after they graduate, you know, creative solutions to internships and employment for them, because it's wonderful that they have the support while they're at UTSA to get this degree. But then once they graduate, you know, there's still all those obstacles of employment if they don't have the employment authorization document.
Well, Haseel, you've got citizenship here just around the corner. What's in your plan for the future?
Well, definitely continue with school, finishing my master's at the end of the summer. And I'm doing a master's in real estate investments and finance. I work in the public school system. Love to continue building schools and creating opportunities for more students to receive a high-quality education. We have a vast number of children that are coming into our centers, our schools, and I don't think the schools are ready for that kind of growth. You know, San Antonio expects a million-plus population increase in the next few years. It's all going to begin with the schools receiving the training and equipping necessary to serve those families, wherever they may be in the process.